What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founder's Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. And today's topic is the tool of repetition and how you can use repetition to signal what's important. Let's hop into it. So first of all, before hopping into the episode, I just want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Founders Journal's listeners. This past month, or actually, I guess we're still in it, last day of November. November was the biggest month for Founders Journal in history. It's only been a 5-month history, so not that long of a history. But the show grew by 46% month over month. We'll hit 1,000 downloads on the month. Again, still a small show. Still going to take so much more consistent quality content for years to come. But to me, the thing I'm most excited about is one, the organic growth that's coming out of just every day going live, driving tune in, getting people to talk about it, people finding value from it, building it as a habit in people's routines. But also it's the fact about how passionate the audience is. To me, there is nothing more exciting about this franchise than the fact that every day I get emails without fail from listeners with paragraphs upon paragraphs reacting and providing feedback and questions on the show's content. That's how I know the show is striking a chord. Without further ado, let's hop into the episode. So as I said, repetition is a tool for signaling what's important. It is an invaluable tool for leaders, founders, and managers. The reason I bring it up today is because I used it as one of the tools in my today's Morning Brew All Hands. Every Monday, we have a team all hands meeting where all 65 people on our team hop on a Zoom and we talk about some of the most important things going on in the business. We celebrate some of the wins from the previous week. And at the end of today's all hands, I decided to do something a little bit differently. Normally, we finish all hands with a member of Morning Brew's team doing a show and tell where they talk our team through some project that they're working on, because I've always believed that when employees learn from other employees, it's a really valuable experience. And you know, the minutia of what you do on a daily basis may not be super exciting to you, but to other people on the team, it is super exciting. But instead of doing that today, what I decided to do was, first of all, finish the meeting by celebrating some of the biggest wins from the last week. So everything from Morning Brew's 2-part series on vaccinations to us launching Sidekick and getting tens of thousands of subscribers, additional subscribers in the first few days, to, you know, our new social media hire for Business Casual, doing a great job ramping up social media on Business Casual. But after celebrating these wins, what I ended up getting into was just recentering us all as a company on where we're going. So I took a slide from our recent State of the Brunion, which is Morning Brew's quarterly meeting. And that slide basically shared a picture of an email and then had an arrow pointing to a bunch of other types of content. And I wanted to reiterate for the team that we are in the process of transitioning from a newsletter company to a media brand. And the reason I did this is because we are about halfway, or a little bit more than halfway, into the quarter. And I think it's so easy for a company to lose a sense of direction, or for team members to not have certainty around where we're going, especially in the middle of a quarter when it's been a month and a half since you last heard from leadership where we are going. And so this was just an example of me revisiting something we talked about a month and a half ago, because I believe that repetition is one of the most powerful tools for symbolizing or showing importance within a company. The worst thing you can hear as a leader is, "I don't know, X was the case." So if an employee comes to you and says, "I didn't know this was our mission. I didn't know this was the game plan for the business. I didn't know we were hiring for XYZ role." That is one of the worst things that you can hear, because that is on you as a leader to make sure there is never a doubt in the mind of the employee where everyone is rowing towards. But I want to provide some caution here. What I am not saying is that you as a manager, as a leader, should go start repeating everything that you say, where every all hands, you should just repeat all of kind of like your buzzwords or your go-to thing. you should pick the 2 to 3 things that you want repeated to your team ad nauseum so that there's never a doubt about what those 2 to 3 things are, and then be really intentional about repeating them. If you use repetition too much, all of the things that you emphasize are going to lose their value and their power. So for Morning Brew, what that looks like is there are 2 to 3 things that I want our team to hear constantly and never have a doubt about. One is that we are transitioning from newsletter company to media brand. The second is that we encourage creativity and building in public of our employees. And the third is that everyone should feel comfortable to speak openly and honestly. And my view is that once you pick these 2 to 3 things and you use the tool of repetition, people will understand what is important and they'll understand where you are going. And I think that you can tell when you've used repetition properly as a weapon in your management arsenal when you see 2 things happen. First, you'll find employees asking less clarifying questions to you and others about the company's strategy. And the second is you will find employees repeating the phrases to others that you repeated to them. So if I say to our team, Morning Brew is in the process of transitioning from email business to media brand, what I hope to see is whether I join a sales call and I see that phrase repeated to a potential advertising partner, or whether I hop on an interview call with a few other Morning Brew employees and they repeat to the interviewee that we're in the process of transitioning from email company to media brand, that is what shows me that I have used repetition effectively and only on the things that I want to be repeated. And it's interesting to think about, just for you, the listener, in your job. In the world of writing, right, we have this clear way of placing emphasis on things that matter and make them memorable. Like you just think about it. If you're writing an essay or you're writing an email, how do you place emphasis? You increase the size of the font. You turn it from body to a header or an H1. You bold. You underline. But my view is that in life, not in writing, it takes more intentionality around what you can do to create emphasis around important things. I've shared with you the tool of repetition, which I find to be extremely valuable. But I would love to hear from you, the listener. What are other ways that you can bold things or increase font size in real life and make sure that you have signaled to your team where everyone is rowing and where everything is going? Thank you everyone for listening to Founders Journal. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. I would love to hear your thoughts on the use of repetition, but also what are other tools like bolding, underlining, and increasing the font in life to put emphasis on the most important things. Thank you everyone for listening. I will catch you tomorrow and hope you have a great rest of your day. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.